Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 3rd of February, the 34th day of 2025. We have 331 days remaining on our way to 2026. This past Wednesday, our first new moon ushered in the Lunar New Year. Each of the 12 zodiac animals in Chinese astrology is associated with one of the five elements. The snake of 2025 is a wood animal, representing growth, flexibility, and tolerance. The snake is also considered to be the most tenacious of the 12 zodiac animals. Resiliency, courage, and the strong interpersonal skills attributable to leaders are characteristic of people born in the year of the snake, symbolizing good luck, rebirth, and regality. Happy New Year again. For now, we have what the Romans called Februarius, named after their ancient festival of purification called Februum, or the sacred purgation St. Augustine refers to in his 5th century City of God. Well over a millennium later, Victorian poet Algernon Swinburne offers this about February. Wan February, with weeping cheer, whose cold hand guides the youngling year down misty roads of mire and rime, before thy pale and fitful face the shrill wind shifts the clouds apace. Through skies the morning scarce may climb, thine eyes are thick with heavy tears, but lit with hopes that light the years. Heavenward, tomorrow evening in the southern sky, four planets are on parade from west to east. Look for Saturn, bright Venus, Jupiter, and red Mars. And day after tomorrow, we'll have our first quarter moon rising around noon and setting around midnight. Today in 1690, Massachusetts issued the first paper money in the American colonies. Today in 1863, in the Virginia City newspaper, The Territorial Enterprise, Samuel Clemens first used the pen name Mark Twain. Today in 1870, the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified, guaranteeing the right to vote regardless of race, and intending to ensure, with the 14th Amendment, the civil rights of former slaves. Today in 1894, the first U.S. steel sailing vessel, Dirigo, was launched in Bath, Maine. Today in 1913, the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, granting Congress the authority to levy income taxes, was ratified. Today in 1947, Percival Prattis became the first black reporter permitted to enter the U.S. Congress via its periodical press galleries. Today in 1960, director Federico Fellini's dramedy La Dolce Vita had its world premiere in Italy. Today in 1995, American astronaut Eileen Collins became the first woman to pilot a space shuttle, the Discovery. Today in 2009, Eric Holder became the first black U.S. Attorney General. Today in 1874 in Allegheny, Pennsylvania, Gertrude Stein was born to prosperous parents who, according to biographer Ed Morrow, were restless people, spending long stretches in Vienna and Paris before settling in Oakland, California, by which time Gertrude had become fluent in German and French. Of Oakland, Gertrude remarked, "The thing about Oakland is that when you get there, there's no there there." After Gertrude's mother died when Gertrude was 14, her domineering father took charge of her upbringing, insisting she study medicine. When Gertrude was 17, her father died, leaving her with a lasting unfavorable opinion of men, but she would eventually attempt to fulfill his wishes by entering Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, recommended by psychology professor William James, who had been her mentor at Radcliffe. Gertrude, however, would flunk out of Johns Hopkins after 4 years when an unhappy lesbian love affair disrupted her studies. Yet as that door closed, another one opened as she set off for Paris to live with her brother Leo, an art critic, who with Gertrude would set up a salon frequented by notables such as Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Sinclair Lewis, Ezra Pound, Sherwood Anderson, Pablo Picasso, Henri Matisse, and numerous others who would become her and Leo's friends. Gertrude began writing in a stream of consciousness style influenced by Virginia Woolf and James Joyce. Gertrude's most successful work was her autobiography, told from the perspective of her companion, whose name appeared in the title, The Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas. Gertrude was often brusque, straining many of her friendships, such as the one she had with Hemingway, who commented, "Gertrude Stein and me are just like brothers." Today is also the birthday in 1480 of Portuguese navigator and explorer Ferdinand Magellan, who proselytized to the wrong native chief in the Philippines and was killed on the island of Mactan, which left one of Magellan's pilots, the Basque Juan Sebastian del Cano, to become the first person to circumnavigate the globe by sailing the Victoria back to Spain. Today is the birthday as well in 1809 of German composer and pianist Felix Mendelssohn. In 1811 of Go West Young Man, founder and editor of the New York Tribune, Horace Greeley. In 1821 of the first woman to receive a medical degree in the U.S., English-American physician Elizabeth Blackwell. In 1890 of American radio Amos and Andy comedian Charles Correll. In 1894 of American artist Norman Rockwell. In 1898 of American jazz pianist Lil Hardin Armstrong. In 1900 of British jazz singer Mabel Mercer. In 1904 of American gangster Pretty Boy Floyd. In 1907 of American writer James Michener. In 1909 of French philosopher Simone Weil. In 1910 of American actor Robert Earl Jones. In 1914 of American inventor of the trampoline George Nissen. In 1915 of American jazz pianist Bill Miller. In 1918 of American TV talk show host Joey Bishop. In 1919 of American jazz trumpeter Snooky Young. In 1920 of inventor of the Heimlich maneuver Henry Heimlich. In 1925 of American actor John Fiedler. In 1926 of American comedian Shelley Berman. In 1932 of American actress Peggy Ann Garner. In 1933 of American R&B singer Veretta Dillard. In 1940 of NFL quarterback Fran Tarkenton. In 1941 of American doo-wop singer Angelo DeLeo and of American rock vocalist Chuck Tharp. In 1943 of American actress Blythe Danner, of American pop and R&B singer Dennis Edwards, and of British rock bassist Eric Haydock. In 1947, of British rock guitarist and vocalist Dave Davies, of American singer-songwriter Melanie, and of American writer Paul Auster. In 1950, of American actress Morgan Fairchild, and in 1958, of American drummer Lee Crystal. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the seventh week of winter, regardless of what Punxsutawney Phil says, and to the sixth week of 2025.